Hey, Deuce.
What's going on, man? The Scott's of Scott's Pizza Tour is the reigning pizza king of the Western world.
Can I put that on my resume?
I would be honored if you did. It's funny, I wear the Scott's Pizza Tour shirt out, and it never fails to get people to go, wait, what is that? Is that like a real thing, or is that like one of those novelty shirts? I'm like, oh no, not only is it a thing, I'm friends with him.
Well, I'm glad that it's a way for you to get into conversations with other humans, which I'm sure you need that.
Right, I need all the help I can get. So, you are now officially a Guinness World Record holder.
I am now legit.
How did that happen? Did they approach you, or did you seek them out?
The way it works with Guinness Book is, there comes a point in your life where you realize that you're doing something that's slightly demented, and other people maybe should be aware of it so that they can avoid the affliction. And then you call up Guinness, and you say, I've got this thing going on. What can I do to help spread the word about this terrible, you know, affliction of collecting garbage? And then they say, well, got to have 500. And I got back to them right away saying, well, that's good, because I have about 590. So let's get this going.
Yeah, they just put it under the general Guinness World Record for hoarding, I think.
Yeah, the Guinness World Record for garbage collecting.
Right.
It's a big one. It's a big section of the book.
So I got to ask you, what's the weirdest one and what's the favorite one in the 590, 595 collection you have?
Oh, that is tough. And it's funny because since I was given the record, which was yesterday, I actually now have like 610.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, it keeps on going, and it's sometimes hard to keep track of them. I guess one of the weirdest one is probably this one that's from Japan, and it's from Domino's Japan, and there's a character on it, this sort of anime character named Hatsune Miku, and the box has a little link on it that you go to this link and you download this app from Domino's Japan. And the app uses your iPhone camera, and you look at the box through the camera. She pops up and starts dancing and singing on the box and, like, through your screen on your phone, and it's the craziest thing ever. It's a pizza box. Why is there this crazy thing dancing on it? It's so amazing.
That might be the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life.
And it's funny because, I mean, like, part of why I've been collecting these boxes is because I just put out this book about pizza boxes,
mm-hmm.
and that box is featured in the book. And when I got the book from the printer, the first thing I did was whip out the phone, and it works. The phone thinks that the book is actually the box.
So you can do it. You don't need to go to Japan to have this phenomenon. You just have to get your book.
Yeah, exactly. Save the airfare. Buy the $20 book, and then you're set.
So where's that book available, by the way?
So the book is called Viva la Pizza, The Art of the Pizza Box, and it's available through Barnes & Noble bookstores and on Amazon and at independent bookstores. And there's a lot of links I put up on my website, which is scottspizzatours.com/book. So there's all kinds of links that people kind of hunt down. But it's in bookstores around the country as of last Tuesday, so it hasn't been even 2 weeks yet. And,
That's awesome. Well, I want to say congratulations. This is a bizarre thing. It's winning a Guinness World Record when you weren't really trying to seems to be one of those things that, to me, I think about it and I go, what am I going to get a Guinness World Record in? And then I think, I really want a Guinness World Record. You know, it's just like you don't realize that's your dream all of a sudden.
I look forward to hopefully meeting the person who will one day destroy my record, and I would like to become friends with them.
It's going
to
be somebody that has a whole lot of space. All right, check out the website, scottspizzatours.com. Check out the tour. It's one of those things where it spreads like crazy. You tell somebody to go on the tour, they go. They tell three people to go on the tour, they tell three people to go. I mean, it's amazing. Everybody who goes recommends it. So it's one of the best things. Anybody who went with us on our WRV trip can attest to that. It's one of the best ways to spend a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday. Just an awesome time. So congratulations, man, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks a lot, Deuce. Always good to talk to you.